It is 2:09, and it's Wendy Snyder. It's Bill Leff, and something came over in the news that it bothers me, but it really is riling you
this
up.
This is the end of civilization as we know it, Wendy. This story makes me so upset. Here's the story in a nutshell, and I'm going to have Jason Nathanson from ABC News give you all the details. But first of all, Jason, thank you very much for being here. How are you? Everything good?
I'm thrilled to talk about the end of civilization.
This is going to, trust me, Jason, years from now, historians will look back at this and go, that's when it all ended with this. The AMC movie theater chain is one of the largest in the country, correct?
And about to be the largest in the world when they merge with another company.
In the world. So these guys have been doing this for a long time. They know what they're doing. Well, they're making a change to the way that we see movies, and I don't think it's a good one. Explain away, Jason.
Possibly making a change. This was floated in an interview yesterday. This is CEO of AMC, Adam Aron, talking about, you know, what everybody wants to do these days. They want more millennials. They want more millennials buying tickets. Everybody wants more millennial eyeballs. That's how all these companies think that they're going to make money. So
right.
What the thought was, he was asked, would appealing to millennials involve allowing texting or cell phone use in the theater? And he says, yes. When you tell a 22-year-old to turn off the phone, they hear, please cut off your left arm above the elbow. You can't tell a 22-year-old to turn off their cell phone. That's not how they live their life. So,
but they do also watch movies on their cell phone, so that's what they should go do and stay out of the theater.
One of the things that they're talking about, so he was then asked, this is in an interview with Variety, and there's this big theater owner convention going on in Las Vegas right now, so that's where this is coming out of. He was asked, would you have a certain section for texting? And he said, that's one possibility. Another, more likely, is we take specific auditoriums and we make them more texting friendly. So, like you go in some theaters, you can go and, you know, it's 21 and over and you can drink in there.
Love those theaters.
Some theaters have, you know, kids' days where you can bring your young kids and enjoy a movie. That would be kind of this. It would be this kind of niche theater where, you know, only millennials, I guess, could go in and text if they wanted to.
All right. What he's not taking into account is that there's plenty of people in that movie theater who are bothered by this sort of behavior. And I understand what he's going for. But you can't just give in to something like that, can you? It's so distracting. If you're sitting anywhere near somebody who's texting during a movie, you're getting the glow of that phone, and that's a distraction. That takes away from the experience.
Well, some say this is a slippery slope, and you open up a little bit, and then that's just going to be the end of it, and it's going to be everybody on their phones. And reaction was swift and immediate. In every article this was posted, and every website, the comment section is, overwhelmingly against this. On Twitter, people, I mean, it's inducing rage that this is even a possibility, causing AMC to tweet afterwards that we know the story is out. We know a vast majority of audience wants no texting. If we would ever pursue something like this, we would only do so if we were confident all guests can fully enjoy the movie going experience. So it seems like they understand that people would be very, very opposed to this. But on the other hand, they want to make sure, because the baby boomer generation and then the generation just after that was a big movie-going generation. We all kind of, we grew up going to the movies. That's what we did.
Right.
That's getting
right.
Less and less and less. And the theaters want to make sure that they can make money. So that means getting a younger audience in as regularly as the older audience.
We're talking to Jason Nathanson, ABC News correspondent. AMC Entertainment CEO is open to allowing texting in some theaters. It's not a done deal. Here's my thought on this, Jason. If you have kids that are texting, or millennials, I guess I shouldn't say kids, maybe they won't be talking. But you'd have to put them up maybe in the balcony or something where it wouldn't, you know, it'd be behind you and above you so it wouldn't annoy you.
Sure. I actually thought of this about last week or so. I was at a theater with a friend who always texts on his phone, and it's really annoying. Sitting right next to me, and then the light goes up, and then somebody two seats down from me started texting as well or checking their phone or whatever, and it ruins everything. So, I thought, well, if there were a cell phone friendly section, and if that were away from everybody else where you couldn't see that glow and you could choose to sit there, you know, I guess like smoking or non-smoking, that might be a way that, because some people just can't stop looking at their phone, and they know that, and they know who they are. So if you could confine them to that section, it might make it easier for the rest of us.
Jason, maybe I'm super sensitive to this, but I notice if somebody pulls out their phone, they can be 12 or 14 rows away from me. I still see the glowy lights. I still know what's going on, and it takes me out of the movie.
You know, you can turn your screen down where people wouldn't see it. Did your friend who was texting during the movie actually turn his screen down?
You can still see it, and you can make it less bright. You can turn it a different way. I mean, if you're susceptible to that, like I am too, you're going to see it no matter what. And then it does. Then it ruins you're in the movie, and then you're completely out of it. Then you're thinking about all these different things. You think how you want to punch the person next to you.
Right.
It just
ruins. Is that allowed? Will AMC allow us to punch people next to us if they text?
That's a possibility. I mean, we have to talk to the CEO about that. But, I mean, and then on the other hand, a lot of people, you know, because of what I do, I go to movies a lot, and I often go by myself. And sometimes I do want to check my phone, or I want to take notes on the movie that I'm seeing. Or sometimes, you know, you just kind of, I think the younger generation is getting more and more used to the second screen experience, where they watch something at home, they watch a TV show, and they're on Twitter looking at all the reactions or whatever thing that they want to look at. Some people might want to do that with the movies as well and follow other people's reactions. I don't know. It's not for me, but there's a different generation out there that's growing up in a different way.
All right, maybe, Bill, punching someone would be bad, but maybe if you could throw Reese's Pieces at them, then the concession stand sales will go up,
right,
and we'd all be happy.
Right.
I'd open my mouth for that. If you want to throw Reese's Pieces at me, I'm happily mouth open. Let's do it.
I thought we were making progress because in the last couple of years, I don't know that this makes a huge dent, but in almost every movie theater I've been in, including some AMC theaters, it says at the very beginning that you're not allowed to text during the movie for the good of those around you. Turn your phone off. So I thought, well, we're making some progress. This is a step in the wrong direction.
It's been, it's become, as the phones have become more prevalent over the past 10 years, there's been more of a social pact and etiquette and these signs that say, you know, don't do this. Even though we know you want to, and that buzz goes off in your pocket and you really want to check it, it's just be a good member of society and don't do it. And people have been following along for the most part, but there are people that don't. And you know what? Putting them in their own section might help that.
Maybe.
All right. And something other news I'd like you to break on other radio stations, because when we talked about Reese's Pieces, do you know what I just saw at Walgreens?
What's that?
They now have peanut Reese's Pieces.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Did you know that, Jason?
This is brand new news to me.
I've never seen a peanut Reese's Pieces. That's only going to double your peanutty pleasure.
Sure it is. Of course it is. Well, Jason, this, you know, this is very, very upsetting, and we hope like crazy that it doesn't go through, because this, for people who really enjoy films and the experience that you get in a movie theater, this just takes you out of it every time. So I'm hoping this doesn't happen.
And it might encourage people to go for that new thing where they're floating about, you know, you can watch first-run movies at home and pay $50.
Yeah.
Not go to the theater anymore. A lot of people are saying, hey, that sounds better and better if you're going to allow texting in theaters.
So true. Jason, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Anytime, guys.
Jason Nathanson of ABC News. All right, we'll take a quick break.
You knew about the peanut Reese's
Pieces? Oh, yeah.
I think they're brand new.
Oh, yeah. I'm on a call list. They call me whenever they try any new Reese's Pieces flavors. I have some other shattering news from the world of show business.
Really?
For you. Yeah. Some shattering news from
nice
the world
tease.
Of show business coming across next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.